And now, you're tuned into Tampa Bay's RBLR Sports.
Hi, hello, Aria. My name is Liz. This is Tom DePinto, my co-host, and this is RBLR Sun. To all of our new listeners, thank you so much for joining us today. And if you're returning, welcome back. Thank you for coming back. Remember to like, subscribe, hit all the buttons so you never miss a single Sun FC update. We have lots of fun stuff to talk about today. But first, right off the bat, how are you doing today, Tom?
I'm doing hunky-dory, Liz. Nothing unusual has happened to me in the past 48 hours. Everything is swell and normal, and I feel great. How are you?
I think you're a dirty, rotten liar, but that's okay. And I like you anyway.
Yeah.
And I appreciate your peppy attitude.
Yes. Hey, it's all we got sometimes.
Yes. And we do have fun things to talk about and lots of fun things coming up, at least.
A lot of reason to feel pep right now. Yeah.
Yeah. So we did just have let's run down what we're going to talk about today. We did have a preseason game that just happened. Very exciting.
We
can talk about the stadium because we were in there and we went around all the nooks and crannies and looked at all the things because we were very, very nosy. There was some new merch. Mm-hmm. We had some trialists playing in that preseason game.
Yep.
And there are some theme nights to announce. There are a couple of games upcoming this week. So this preseason game was awesome. I had so much fun. I sweat so much. It was buckets.
Good sweat though. I'll take that over a lot of other reasons to be outside at
this time of year.
Not a good time of year to be outside, but man, right on the river. Watching some professional women's soccer, it is a beautiful, beautiful place to be watching pro soccer. From the views of the skyline, the views of the sky, the river. You got the bridge going across the river. That's really cool. That's unique. And besides that, the turf looks great. The stands are nice. The supporters section is 2 feet from the back of the goal. It looks like.
At max.
We are right on top.
You're going to smoke out so many keepers.
They are going to hate us.
Oh, yeah. I'm very excited.
That's the idea.
Very excited. Yeah, I can't remember what her official title is. I apologize, but like the game day director was like, yeah, we're a little worried about the stands actually being that close. So like, Just be careful and don't be crazy.
Everybody be cool, you know.
I do remember there was one point where we looked over and we're like, we're all gonna jump at one point and the whole thing's just gonna go kerplunk.
Yeah.
Cause I think it seats like 120 something, they said.
Yeah, something like that.
So I think we'll fill that easy. For sure. Make sure that you get your tickets, by the way. They will be on sale to the general public, I think, as of when this goes up.
Yep.
So I think today was the last day to be a Heatwave member and get exclusive tickets.
Do we still have the discount?
I think we still have the discount like past that. Okay. But it just goes also on sale to the general public now.
Cool.
So if you're a super cool person, but for some reason you're not a Heatwave member, like, first of all, why aren't you a Heatwave member? But second of all, if you're not for some reason, follow the Instagram for sure. But make sure that you buy a ticket for the supporter section and get loud with us. And we're going to yell so loud in Dallas's keeper's ear.
we're going to give her nightmares. I can't wait for that. Heckling goalies is, I'm probably never happier except for when I'm heckling a goalie. And
we're not even going to have to shout. We can just talk to them.
Yeah. Indoor voices, you know?
Yeah. I'm sorry. That's so funny to me. I love this.
I'm so excited.
But honestly, the sideline seats are really, really close to, there is not a bad seat in the house for sure. All around, I think it's going to be great. There really is a beautiful view no matter where you come out. Actually coming out from the supporters sideline pitch, you walk out right onto the river and you see this beautiful, they paved this nice little sidewalk for us and you see the beautiful river and you can walk out and buy some concessions that are very conveniently located, I think, at almost all four corners.
I don't think all the concessions were active operating. I know they didn't do alcohol sales, which they said they will do obviously during the game, but they didn't do that. But Yeah, they said they're going to have like burnt steak sandwiches and all kinds of good, like goodies. So I can't wait. I mean, and the supporter section, more reason to stand there real close to the bathrooms.
Yeah, honestly, phenomenal. Like, I know that's such it's one of those niche things that you're like, why is that good? Well, it's so you can go to the bathroom and run back as fast as humanly possible and miss as little of the game as possible. Mm-hmm.
That's right.
And it has like, oh my God, I have to say, like from a woman's perspective, there's like 8 stalls. It's wonderful. The yeah. Rowdies have like 3.
I didn't go in the bathroom.
The line gets long.
But yeah. Oh my God. You need it.
Yeah. 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 And they're nice. I think I don't know if they're air conditioned, but there's air conditioning coming in because it's not as disgustingly hot inside the bathrooms, which I appreciate.
A little reprieve.
Yes. But you are still going to need to chug water because it is so hot. But there is a nice breeze as long as you're not in between the parking garage and the opposite goal line.
Yeah, that entry side.
Yes. Yeah, that is warm. There is a degree. You can feel the temperature drop when you exit it.
Yeah.
The heat just sits, but there is a lovely breeze. When we were standing on the, I think it's the opposing side pitch. We were just kind of standing off to the side. We wanted to just get like a different view of everything. And we met some super cool, some of the Blake High School staff there who, he is also Ghanaian. So we told him all about Dewora Sowale because she's awesome. Wasilla Dewora Sowale. Sorry.
Wasilla Dewora Sowale.
Yeah. Oh. He was very excited to find out that she was also Ghanaian, and he was the Blaze Boys High School soccer coach, which is super duper cool. So we are looking forward to seeing him a bunch more this season.
Yeah, that's part of that connection to the community. I mean, when you're playing out of high school, talk to the high school soccer coach. I mean, why not? That's just makes sense.
Yeah, and he just started talking to us, honestly. He was super cool.
Yeah, good guy. I mean,
yeah,
the vast majority of people we met there were, like, super friendly and excited to be there. Like, talking to people outside the stadium. Shout out Carl and CJ if they ever watch this. In his little hover around had the notebook or, like, the binder.
No, he had a binder where he had scrapbook pages for every single player.
Yeah.
Like, I think he had Kristen Edmonds was announced by then. Or, like, you know, somewhat announced. Yeah, whatever. Right. Yeah. Unofficially or officially, whatever's going on. I think he even had a page for her. Like, he was, like, up to date.
Yeah. Tampa's a great sports city. League's about to see that.
Yeah. So. No, it was really cool to see all these, like, hardcore supporters who are season ticket holders right off the bat.
Yeah.
Like, that's awesome. The people who are taking that leap of faith on this team, too.
Yeah. You operate like a pro team, like the team has been, and you're going to attract some professional fans.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. And I think maybe once supporters section tickets go on sale, we'll definitely have that filled and we'll pack the house, out that 5,000 seats.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, how many, I don't know how many other teams even have like a supporters group as it is right now. I mean the 2 League One teams, Spokane and Lexington, who just announced they're moving up to the championship for the men's team next year. But obviously they come pre-equipped with supporters groups. But shout out down Fort Lauderdale, Everglades County Coalition.
Yeah. So,
you know, good to see this popping up everywhere. I hope Dallas has one. I hope Brooklyn has one. I hope everybody, the Carolinas got it. They got stuff going on up there. We're going to be the best. We're going to be the loudest, the most obnoxious.
the I think we'll definitely be at least that last one. Yes.
Yeah, definitely that. Yeah.
So speaking of then that match, we had a handful of trialists.
Yep.
Or wait, do we want to talk about the actual match first or talk about the trialists? I know we're getting ahead of ourselves.
Yeah. So
I think too many
start
things.
With the starting lineup, you know?
Start with the starting lineup.
You took it down. We're going from the back up to the front. Ashley Orcas started in goal. We had a back three kind of. Denisic, Bissett, Hendricks, Dewora in front of them as the defensive midfielder, the pivot, and boy howdy, she was everywhere on the pitch.
Yeah.
She's going to be breaking up so many attacks. You can already see the speed she's got, the ability to read the game. I got to move on.
Little Sonic the Hedgehog.
Yeah.
Just everywhere at once.
And then we had probably four midfielders, Clark Lemieux and Jordan Listro. Carly Jamona and Erica Tamrak played a little bit further up. And then two kind of pure strikers, Sydney Nocello and Riley Parker. It was Riley who got the goal, was it?
No, Ashley Clark Lemieux.
Ashley Clark Lemieux off the assist by Riley, right? The goal looping sort of dealy.
I think. I know Riley got the goal at the closed door game. But Ashley Clark Lemieux scored the very first goal that was open to spectators.
Yeah. Yeah, and the place got loud when she did it. Oh my God.
I love it. She knew exactly what to do immediately was go right up to the fans and start hyping them up, start being like, get loud. And they responded. I have very high hopes for this Sunday.
Oh yeah. And that was only, you know, season ticket holders. That's
a
fifth of the capacity of the stadium. When that thing is full come Sunday, 5,000 people yelling and screaming for the Tampa Bay Sun. It's going to reverberate. It's going to sound really good. I was legitimately surprised how loud it got.
Yeah. Yeah, I was too. And I was like, okay.
Yeah.
I like this. We knew the assignment. We came here. All right.
We can work with this. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, and that was our starting lineup who won the starting lineup game, the first half. It finished 1-0. And then as preseason games tend to do, the complexion changed, as they like to say, in the second half. You got your academy players in, you got some trialists in, bench players. I know, who was it? We know Kellett came in in net.
For Orcus.
And then Jackie Simpson out of USF, former pro out in Europe. She came into the game at left back. She was talking to us during the run of the play, as you do in preseason.
Yeah, shout out to her for clarifying who was on the field at the time and then giving us her name so that we could write it down.
Yeah, low-key MVP of the second half, Jackie Simpson, just for being so kind and helpful. Taylor Yablonski was another one who came in. She's actually committed to play for Nebraska this coming season. So just a young kid staying fresh. And then there were another couple Academy 16-year-olds, right? Who we didn't get names of, but good to see that we have those sort of younger players lined up and already looking at us. Maybe they end up signing an academy contract this season, maybe further down the line. Maybe we just keep them in the Rolodex and call them up when they graduate college or whatever. That half didn't end as well. Fort Lauderdale kind of scored a banger in the second half off the post, which, you know, all credit to them. That's good. So good 1-1 fight in the first ever game in front of the home fans. You know, what'd you think about how the team played, Lizzie?
Okay, so Wasilla was definitely my MVP. She was masterful, just being a puppet master in the midfield. It was kind of amazing.
Yeah.
Or in the center field. Words are hard.
The middle of the midfield.
Yeah. There we go. I just she was everywhere. She was so on top of it. She had such great ball control. I was in awe, honestly.
Yeah.
I loved watching her play. But I really think as a whole we looked pretty good. Maybe a little rougher on the edges, which is totally expected in a preseason game. This is also they've only played, as far as I know, like two or three times on the actual turf on the field.
Right.
So that's a whole different feeling. I understand. It's also brand new turf. I'm sure it needs to get like worked in. I'm sure that's a thing as well. A lot of different little factors, but nothing looked worrying. Nothing was like, oh my God, we have some concerns.
Yeah.
What's going on?
I never once thought, oh no, we're not going to win the league. I still feel pretty good about that. Wasilla, obviously super impressive. The veteran acumen of Tamrak and Listro, the two day one signings, they really helped keep things together. I think it's going to be a lot of possession ball out of the Sun and just try and wear teams down and find that opening for Parker and Acello up top to bang one in off a cross. That's what we've done for both of our goals that we've seen against USF and against Fort Lauderdale. It's been a cross ball that someone that half volleyed or volleyed in, basically. So, yeah, possess the ball, work up the side, serve it in, smash it home. Easy stuff, you know?
Yeah, just, you know, just like that.
Simple.
Yeah. Like, it's so easy.
Hey, it is on paper, you know?
Yeah, fair enough.
The game's not played on paper. But it is played well by the Sun, at least. So, just great to see the stadium, to see Fort Blake, see everybody playing in it and looking good, meeting the new fans. And
yes, that's they had some
with an expansion team. There's all these little tiny milestones about, oh, it's starting to feel real. It's on Peacock. We signed a player. We have a logo. We got a coach. It's like we watch the team play. It doesn't get realer.
We have a cute pop-up merch shop.
Yeah.
Yeah. Honestly, in terms of shipping container merch shops, 10 out of 10.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It was nice. There's some new inaugural season merch because they know that we are suckers, or aka I am a sucker for that. 100%. I bought their way too expensive cup that says inaugural season on it, but I had to have it. There's also a super cool new t-shirt that says inaugural season on it, and I probably will need to get that as well. They did have a handful of new hats, a yellow snapback for those who have been requesting. This hat is, I don't know if this one, I think they already had that hat.
This one's a snapback. I don't know if it's new.
Yeah. No, I don't think that one's new. But they did have a yellow snapback for those who were looking for a yellow hat, which will look will just pop beautifully with that home kit.
Lovely.
For sure. Yeah. I think they had one or two other hats, one new tank top for the ladies. I did see some cute baby and kid stuff too. So lots of stuff to look for and make sure. I don't know how they're going to let us use our season ticket holder discount, but you should have one.
Yeah.
So make sure that you're looking out for that. On Sunday, they did say they would have a restock of a lot of stuff, but they didn't have it at the season ticket holder match and they didn't have it at the Sunday Fan Fest.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I talk about season tickets. I got a shout out to the team staff just because they're super helpful in every capacity whenever I've had to interact with them. Because your boy forgot his phone, which meant I didn't have my ticket. But they told me, you know, just go up to the booth. We'll, tell them what the deal is. No big deal. Problem avoided. Thanks, guys.
I know the only bummer is that I wish I had a physical ticket for this match.
Yeah.
Like, I kind of wish the season ticket holders still got like physical tickets. Gotta
print out a screenshot or something, you know? Oh. It's not the same.
No. Boo.
Yeah.
So they did have some theme night schedules that came out today. Very exciting. We have 818. I don't know if it's, are they making a Star Wars reference with a new Dawn?
It's just a sun pun. They make sun puns constantly.
Oh, fair enough.
They're everywhere. It's so easy to do.
Star Wars.
So hard to avoid, nerd.
Yeah.
A new Dawn.
Very Trekky.
Barely. The first ever, it's a better show. The first ever game, a new Dawn. Yeah, get it. The sun rises on Tampa Bay. So I don't know what all that entails. I don't think you need much of a theme night for your team's first ever game, you know?
Yeah.
Just play soccer. That's the theme. What's next?
We have our DC game against DC Power is Women's Equality Night celebration. No idea what's going to go on there, but cool. All right. Then we follow that up with Hispanic Heritage Night against Brooklyn in September. Very cool. Love that we're making that inclusion.
Yep.
And then October, Breast Cancer Awareness Night against Fort Lauderdale United. So that'll be cool. We can do a pink out. That'll be pink really out. Fun.
Good call.
And then in November, we have Military Appreciation Night against Lexington.
Mm-hmm. Sure. Yep. Good. We got McDill. Yep. Let's do it.
Fair enough.
Yep.
I forget that's right there. Yeah.
It's a big deal.
No, and then the following 2 weeks after that, we have the Family Night and Mascot Unveiling.
The big one. Let's go.
That's the game against Carolina. So that'll be interesting.
Yeah. I don't know if we do just like a big anthropomorphic sun. Or
yeah, they did say they got a lot of suggestions for the Jimmy Dean like sandwich thing logo. Yeah,
dance around. Yeah, I wouldn't hate that. It'd be very funny. But I mean, there's other stuff you can do. Manatees. Everybody loves manatees. We got them here. They're cute. Liz hates manatees. Okay.
I don't hate manatees. I think a manatee is an odd mascot.
Yeah. Mascots are odd.
Yeah. Okay. Fair enough.
Yeah. What else? We got, I like the idea of a lizard. I like lizards.
Lizards was cool because they sit in the sun and they bask in the sun.
They love the sun. They have the tail. It's very funny.
Yeah. I think I made that suggestion because I also, whenever I think of especially lizards, is there's this really cool art installation off of, what is it, like, not 22nd Avenue South. It's further north than that. But there's this super cool giant lizard installation on the top of a building in St. Pete, and it's made out of license plates, and it was made by a local artist.
Yeah.
And it's been there for like as long as I can literally remember.
Yeah.
So I don't know. Yeah. Thing that's kind of, that'd be kind of cool, like a little tie over, like, hey, on that side of the bay, you know, I don't know.
Yeah, sunnies are okay. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, well, that's the thing, too. Whatever the mascot is, it's got to be wearing sunglasses, right? That's kind of
a
good.
Yeah.
Okay. It's got to look cool.
Mm-hmm. And then they have to release those sunglasses for us to buy.
Oh, God, of course. Yeah.
Yeah.
Or just a giant pair of sunglasses with legs. You know, that's.
Which is terrifying.
That's an idea. I'd like to. I'm going to need to see a mock up of that costume. I want to know how that works.
I don't.
Or maybe you have two. It's like a tandem costume. And each lens is.
That's worse. Hey, it's worse.
There's no bad ideas, right?
No, that's a bad idea. That's a bad idea. I don't like that.
We do one of the group horse costumes, except the horse is just wearing sunglasses. God, you know, those two people got to be really friendly in the Florida heat. Yeah, so whatever it is.
Listen to this show.
We've gone off the rails.
For a fact now.
I love mascots, man. You can talk about this forever. maybe we just get Penny from the Rowdies. She can put on a jersey.
That would be such a cop out.
That would be. I would be mad.
I would be so pissed at that.
Yeah.
I would be pissed at that. They're not going to do that.
No.
Nah.
But that game's going to be fun. We're going to have all our friends there. Captain Fear from the Bucks, the Thunderbug.
Yeah.
Rocky,
this is his family night. I don't know what family night means.
Family night. We're gonna have a mascot. Kids love mascots, so it's family night. You get your pick taken.
Isn't every game
family night? Isn't every game? Yeah, I guess. Yeah, but this night specifically, just for the families.
That better be like, I don't know.
You can't buy a ticket unless you're bringing a family member. That's the rule. Maybe a pet. Pets are family.
Oh my God. No, do not bring.
We should bark at the park. Bring some dogs out. Let's do this. Yeah. So I don't know. We got a lot of.
I would like that though. That would be so much. Oh my God. And the players could bring their doggies.
See? They got some good dogs on this team too.
I know they do. Nacello has a beautiful pupper, and so does Hannah Keen for sure.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
I've seen them both on their Instagrams. Adorable puppers. There are more puppers. I apologize to if any players are listening, and there's Purr on the Pitch Cats night. Yes.
That'd be a nightmare.
Yes, it would. It'd just be fur
hundreds of
everywhere.
Loose cats. Hey.
That would be like, oh, but that would be a cute partnership with the little cat cafe in Tampa, though. Cats and Caffeine.
Oh, yeah, okay.
That would be cute.
That's a good tie-in. Very smart, cute. Lizzie.
Yeah.
Or,
look at me. Marketing genius.
Hey, St. Pete FC had the dogs out there from the...
They did. I forgot which one, but yes.
SPCA or something. A rooster mascot.
Ooh, rooster would be interesting.
A little evil representation.
I would like that. I could live with that. If it has to have a really cool name, though.
A rooster's a guy, though. Do we need a guy mascot for the women's team? We're not opposed.
Yes, we have to have the men representing us.
Yeah, right? I don't know.
That was a bad joke. Sorry.
Chickens are good. Yeah. Thanks. man, this is a show right here, y'all.
Yes, it is.
We got in the weeds with the mascot stuff.
We did. So then the last theme night is Holidays in the Sun, which actually kind of sounds cute.
Yeah.
That could be cute. Yeah. If they do this, they play that right, that could be cute.
It's December 14th. That's the last game before the break. So, you know, a bunch of people wearing, you know, Santa hats.
Oh, playing Spokane is kind of funny, too, because it'll actually be cold in Spokane, and then it'll still be 98 degrees here.
They can bring us some snow or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh, maybe they'll do like a fake snow machine somewhere. I don't know. Just floating ideas. Theme night. No bad ideas.
Yeah.
Well, we're sell some Santa hats, Christmas stockings, ornaments.
Yeah, maybe it'll be like slightly like maybe I came. Maybe it'll be slightly less hot then.
Yeah, it'll start getting better in November, right? Better.
I have to say there was a nice breeze in the stadium. So yeah. If there's a breeze, because we're right on the river, it may not be completely unbearable. No. It might even be, dare I say, chilly.
Yeah. It's not as bad.
We're talking to someone who thinks that anything below 70 is cold.
Yeah, we'll get there.
Yeah.
Man, I got it. So, Lizzie, what else do we got? I'm still thinking about mascots.
You're still thinking about the mascot. You really, yeah, we really want that mascot. We do love our mascots, especially like just as a tangent, like with the rowdies and everything. We did love Hoops the Sock for sure. We do love our PD and Penny.
Yeah. The Rays have three mascots. Like
They have the cat.
They got DJ Kitty the cat.
Yeah.
They got Raymond, the blue thing.
Yeah.
And then they got he's blue. And then
yeah, he's got the blue thing. I was like, what is he?
And then they got a Ray now. They got a Devil Ray. I don't know. Does it have a name? Stinger is his name.
Is it an actual Devil Ray mascot?
I mean, no, it's a guy in a costume. It's not an actual Devil Ray. But they do have those too, yeah. They got the tank.
Did you really just
we got a sun tank at ours. It's called the sun. It's called the sky. Our mascot's always at our Lizzie, move on from this, please. What else do
yeah,
we have?
Yeah, no, I'm just going to let you sit in it.
I'm sorry.
I'm going to let you sit in it.
For a long day.
I know.
All right.
I know. All right. So we have a couple of games coming up this week as well.
Yep.
Our first game, the very first game of the USL Super League season
is
Carolina versus DC.
Yep. Friday night, 7 o'clock. Primetime viewing. That's at Carolina against DC. I can't wait. And then right after that, 9 o'clock, we get a solid 4-hour block of USL Super League to start. Spokane versus Fluted in the second game.
That's a rough one for Fluted. That's a long one.
That's going to be rough for everybody. If you look at Spokane's schedule, there's a lot of like a Sunday at 9 o'clock games. Which is going to be interesting to stay up for.
Yeah.
But I guess.
Well, you know, I mean, we just stayed up for 11 o'clock for the Phoenix game. So.
Yeah. Yeah. So, yeah. It's to help with, you know, travel, getting out there over the weekend for everybody. But yeah, I'm going to be watching a lot of Spokane, I'm sure.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, no game Saturday. And again, it's only an 18 league. So you're only going to get 3-4 games a weekend. No game Saturday. Sunday at 6:30, the main event. The one everybody's been waiting on. Tampa Bay Sun for Styles Trinity.
Oh, yeah.
Save the best for last.
For sure. And we will preview that right after this. But if you're looking for some cool local sports team-inspired t-shirts, stickers, hats, head on over to shop.rblrsports.com. Use the promo code HEATWAVE, HEATWAVE, for 10% off. So, Tom.
Yeah.
This next game.
Yeah.
His first game.
Yes.
The very first game.
Ever.
What's it looking like?
Yeah. We are playing Dallas Trinity FC. They have a nice logo. They play in the Cotton Bowl, which is big, very big, the biggest stadium. But man, I am pretty impressed with their roster. They're not quite Tampa Bay Sun levels, but I like what they're doing. A lot of young players. They've got some experience to help supplement that. They've brought in a lot of loans, maybe 4 players on loan. I'd have to double check. And just near about everybody on the team is either from Texas or went to school in Texas, which is cool to see. You know, I like that. So let's go through them. I reckon, and obviously, first game, we don't know what the starting 11 is going to look like, but I'll give you my opinions. I like Madison White in goalkeeping. She's going to be a very good friend of the Sun and the Heat Wave because we're going to be very close. She is a pro rookie. She's on loan from Racing Louisville. Just comes off a career playing 85 games for Texas Tech, the Red Raiders out in Lubbock. But she's got a lot of promise. She looks good. her backup, Sam Estrada. I'm not going to shout out all the backups or what I think might be the backups, but I do got to shout out Sam Estrada. She used to drive 10 hours from her home in El Paso to play travel ball, stay out in Dallas or whatever for 3 weeks at a time. She tore her ACL 3 times, but never gave up. So I'm a big Sam Estrada guy. I hope she gets in at some point and stays healthy. Moving up the line, I reckon Amber Brooks is almost certainly going to be the anchor of their defense. She was the first player signed. She's 33 years old. She's got experience in the NWSL, playing for the Spirit, for the Rain, got loaned out to Adelaide United down in Australia, and most recently played like 91. No, most recently played for the Spirit, but also played 91 games for Houston. So she knows the game. She's not going to be shocked for this. By the speed of play, she's not going to see the bright lights. Good anchor. She's even got a national team cap against Brazil way back in 2013. Hanging out there in the middle with her will probably be Hannah Davison. She recently played in Sweden for Orebro, also for Rangers in Scotland. She's a Northwestern grad. That could be a really good center back pairing, one of the best in the leagues, Brooks and Davison. Let's see. They've got Jenna Weinbrenner. Good name. She just came from Kansas City Current in the NWSL. She played a year of college ball at TCU, where she was a teammate with our goalie, Lauren Kellett. And she, I like a little bit of a fun fact about her. While she was playing for the Kansas City Current, she was also spending the offseason as an assistant coach for the Kansas City Comets of the Major Arena Soccer League. And she was actually the first female coach in the history of that league. She scrimmaged with the team. She did video analysts. She helped in practice. I just think that's really cool. You know, I'm a big indoor guy, so good for her.
No, that's really awesome. I love that they picked someone out who's got that kind of, who's got that. That's cool. Like, man, that's groundbreaking.
Yeah, and she's young to be able to help out as a coach too. She's not some wily veteran. She knows the staff at the Comets. They brought her on, and she could ball with the best of them, obviously.
Yeah, and she probably knows the local talent there too.
She is a Kansas City kid growing up. One of the few who only has 1 year of Texas under her belt.
Yeah.
Besides that, I think they're rounding off their defense. They got a fourth defender, as a lot of teams like to do. It's a good number. I think that fourth one is going to be my girl, Julia Dorsey. I hate to say how much I like another team's player, but she played 4 years of college lacrosse, and I'm a lacrosse coach. So to play 4 years of college lacrosse and 4 years of college soccer at North Carolina, one of the best women's college lacrosse programs, one of the best women's college soccer programs, that's an impressive athlete right there. So I want to see how that translates to the pro game. But, man, doing all that, that's super cool to me. Real quick, the rest of the defense, I like Maya Gordon. She played at LSU with Wasilla. She's from Weston down near Fort Lauderdale. Haley Davidson, not Hannah Davison, Haley Davidson with a D. She played Oklahoma, Pittsburgh, had some experience in the Swedish second division, most recently with Wellington Phoenix in the Australian setup. And also a Swedish player, Maya Henriksson. She is a pro rookie. She played at Kaiser and Nova Southeastern down near Miami. Nova Southeastern, of course, where Fluted will be playing their games. So that'll be nice for her. And then we can move up to the midfield. I'm looking at a pretty big name in Sam Meza. She's another lone player from Seattle. She's a rookie, but she comes from the Tar Heels, North Carolina. Really good team. Actually, while we're talking about North Carolina, real quick sidebar, shout out to their head coach, Anson Dorrance, who just announced his retirement. He coached for 45 seasons in Chapel Hill and won something like 25 championships in that time. Yeah, an absolute legend. And you can see he's already got two players just on this one roster. So, shout out to him. Shout out to North Carolina.
Cool. Yeah, wait, cool. Was it North Carolina that team that destroyed D.C.?
Yeah, exactly. North Carolina Tar Heels 5-1 over DC Power. I guess I'm a big Tar Heels guy. So it also in the midfield, I like Haley Bird. She was a big prospect coming out of college, and she's been playing all over Europe. Zaragoza in Spain, Houston, which is not Europe, Nordsjælland in like, I don't know, Denmark, Sweden, played for Valor in Iceland, Fenerbahce in Turkey. Like, she's having fun with it, traveling. So comes back home to Dallas. She's another one of them Dallas kids. Jenny Danielson, I like. She's one of two current national teamers on the Dallas roster. She's from Finland. This is her first time playing in America, despite, you know, an illustrious European career, which is a good endorsement for the league. You talk to a lot of league officials and they say, you know, we want to align with that European calendar, help bring in some new talent. And that's exactly what Dallas did with Jenny Danielson. And I got to shout out her youth clubs too. she played her youth ball in Finland for Hugi and for Honka. Nothing funny about that. That's normal in Finland, Liz. Yeah, so she's a good product of Hugi and Honka. Also in the midfield for Dallas, they got their other national teamer, Gabriela Guillen. She is a Costa Rican, 32 years old, a lot of experience, 87 games for Costa Rica. She's mostly been playing down there. I know Alajuense, one of them. Hey, Fafo.
Hello.
They'll help me finish this. All right, maybe not. Move around.
Oh, we are graced with his presence.
All right, talk about Gab. Come here. Come here. Help me out. So,
was it help?
Ian. And then in the midfield, Rachel McCarthy is going to be some depth. She was part of that first season for Indy that they went undefeated. Right, you remember that, don't you? She played 100 games for BYU in college. Jesus Christ, Fafo, I'm sorry. And then Gracie Bryan is going to be a good rookie, played 100 games for TCU with Lauren Kellett. So they got some decent depth in defense and midfield. I think their strength is probably in forward, which is could be a bit of an issue. BSR, he's doing it again. Great. Keep it up, bud. It could be an issue for us. Maybe, you know, if we have to pick a weakest unit, it might be the defense for us. So, you know, we're going to have to rely on Wasilla a lot to break up these attacks. We're going to have to rely on our veteran midfield to control possession and not let the break happen too quickly. Mm-hmm. Because if the break happens quickly, they are 100% going to be looking up top to find Chioma Ubagagu. Could be one of the best strikers in the league. She's a menace. Let me just name some of the teams she has played for real quick.
Just recently.
The team she has recently played for. Couple little clubs, Arsenal, Real Madrid, Tottenham. Also spent time in the NWSL with Houston and Orlando. So
real
subtle players in the women's soccer sphere.
Yeah. Just a couple teams everybody in the world probably knows the name.
Yeah. I have to say, when I saw Dallas had signed, when Dallas had signed them, I had signed her. I was like, oh, okay, Dallas is not here to play.
Yeah, that's going to be their, I mean, that's their game plan, is get the ball to Chioma, it seems like, you know? And however they have to do it, they'll sign 1,000 Texans if they can just pass the ball to Chioma.
She's going to be fun to watch too.
Yeah. Yeah, so it's going to be an exciting matchup, and I think you're going to see a lot of Wasilla looking around to try and find Chioma.
Yeah.
And I do think she's not going to be going at it on her own. If I were Dallas's coach, I would help her out by putting Allie Thornton up top as well. She played a lot of games for SMU. She has been in Europe for the past 4 seasons, and she's coming off a championship year in Belgium with RSC Anderlecht. Played 56 games for that team in the past 4 years, 10 goals. You win a championship in Europe, I don't care what league it is, hats off to you, that's impressive.
Absolutely.
So they got some good depth in forward. Even besides that, they got Sierra Hinson, played for Gotham in 2023, Valor, Perth Glory. They brought in Lucy Shepherd from England, who has played recently in the second division for the Blackburn Rovers and London City Lionesses. So I really feel like they top loaded this team with goal scorers, and they're going to try and just run the score up, because nothing against their defense, their midfield, but a lot of it is kind of Texans, young kids. So I'd like to see that they're giving a shot on it. But man, when you got a player like Chioma Ubagagu, that's something the league has to look out for. She'll probably be in the Golden Boot running. So it's going to be a lot of pressure on our team. It'd be nice to see if Kaylin Marchese is healthy, if she can play, because she wasn't in the preseason game. I do feel confident about Orcus and Kellett, but we're going to have to be disciplined on defense to make sure this doesn't, you know, to make sure this doesn't go bad side.
We have a lot of smoke. You know? We would like to use it.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's what I think about Dallas. I looked online. I typed the words Dallas Trinity season preview into the Google machine and nothing came up, which made my day harder because I had to be the guy who did it. But that's what I'm looking at. I'm looking at a team that's probably going to play some right one ball and play it right up top to their forwards and look to snatch an early lead. And I think it comes down to whether or not we control possession.
Yeah.
It's a clash of philosophies, coaching philosophies. Two different teams trying to do two different things, and you know that's what makes it beautiful, I think. So be a good game either way.
I think it's gonna be a freaking phenomenal game, and I mm-hmm. cannot wait. That's for sure. Make sure that you have your tickets. Go get your tickets if you haven't for that opening game. They will sell out. I'm very sure it will sell out. So make sure that you buy them well before Sunday. Yeah. Like as soon as, like right now, because you finished, we're almost done.
I mean, pause the video, but we're almost
done. Buy tickets.
Yeah. You can pause the video, but I mean, we're almost done.
No.
Humor us, you know?
Yeah.
Don't pause the video. You might forget. Come back. Don't leave us. Yeah. when you turn the podcast off, you don't want to know what happens to us. It's terrifying.
We just shut down.
Yeah. Like robots. So Liz, you got a score prediction for us? You want to start?
I'm gonna say 2-1.
2-1?
Yeah, 2-1 win.
That's safe.
Yeah.
I'm gonna go 3-2.
Okay.
Same idea, more exciting. I do like Dallas' scoring, but I like our scoring as well. And that's the thing about new teams is goal scorers are going to find a chance to score goals, whereas defenses are still warming up to each other. So I think that's what we see. Our producer Eureka coming in hot. He listened to what I had to say about Dallas and said, great, great, great. That's all very dumb. Tampa Bay Sun with the 2-0 clean sheet, he says.
Oh, okay. So, all right.
Yep.
I like it.
Hey, we've all got confidence in our team, though. That's what it is.
Yeah.
2-1, 3-2, 2-0.
We all want wins, obviously.
we're all going to win, yeah. So, yeah. If you put your prediction down in the comments.
Yes, leave a comment. Make sure that you like, subscribe, and then leave a comment with your score prediction. For sure. So, that about wraps it up for today. Make sure that you go to this game. Oh, my gosh. This is going to be a life-changing game for me, for sure, and definitely a historic game for the Tampa Bay area. So make sure you are there. Thank you so much, and we'll see you next week.
Thank you for tuning into this presentation by RBLR Sports. On your way out of the stadium, please remember to like and subscribe.